Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing, and Infinite Love, a comprehensive look at life, death, energy, and a true vision of how to use our personal power to connect to universal energy and wisdom and play the game of life using the tools and a clearer awareness of our spirit for maximum success. Joining me today is Lauren Leo, author of Dragon Flame, who will help us tap into our reservoir of power on our quest for personal transformation. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Cheryl.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
Welcome. And we're going to have a very interesting talk about some ideas that maybe my listeners have not heard before. And as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, as we begin to look at ourselves as spiritual beings having a physical life, we come to know how to understand both the three-dimensional world of a life of matter and physicality, and also our soul life of energy and eternal expansion in relation to the universe. It is only through a comprehensive self-investigation of our inner resources and wisdom that we can relate to the outside world and follow our life plan or destiny to have the healthiest, most adventuresome life journey. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Lauren, who is an accomplished writer and editor and public speaker, will share his original thinking and direct us to use his system to develop and use three magical keys that will help unlock your personal power, leading you to achieve your life goals and desires. Lauren has traveled extensively through Great Britain, Western Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East, studying esoteric philosophy, magical arts, alternative religion, and giving readings. He has been practicing Wicca and studying Kabbalah for nearly three decades and owns a metaphysical shop called New Moon Books. Lauren, can you tell us something of your earlier life, as I find many of our lifelong interests and pursuits begin very early in life, and can you remember anyone in that time who may have been a great force for directing you towards your work and the values you hold now?
Absolutely. I remember at a very young age, there was a very wise woman, Mary Lum, who played a very important role in my life. She was the town's wise woman, and many of the people in the area would go to her for help, and she would tell them their future or help them understand more about themselves. And really, she was doing this from a sense of profound psychic and intuitive ability, but also from life experience and wisdom. So she played a great role in my life since I was a young boy and took me under her wing, and I learned an awful lot from her. And it's only in retrospect, now that I'm older, that I can look back and truly appreciate having someone of that nature in my life and how it shifted my attention and therefore shifted my emotions being around someone at that level.
I love the way you used the word shifted your attention. It awakened you at a very early age, so you could look at life perhaps with more than your five senses and begin to really feel and know things through your emotions, which is the beginning for using intuitive ability. Now, what or who was your inspiration for this book, and what is the central message?
The inspiration for this book came through a lucid dream. And a lucid dream is a dream where you become aware that you're dreaming. You understand that you can control your dreamscape at one point within the dream. So within this particular lucid dream, I had a vision of what appeared to be a unicorn in a circle. But it was so much more than that. It was so powerful that the image took over part of my life, because once I woke up from it, I immediately started journaling. I had such energy and power running through me. And I knew that it was a key. It was a secret key. It was a formula, a philosophy. It was, let's say, years and years of studying and focusing on magical content that had all built up to this one moment in my life where it came to me and putting pressure on my psyche in the form of a vision.
Well, Lauren, I believe that all great creation, music, art, authors writing book, are being downloaded from this universal informational sphere of wisdom, which is where we come from, where life comes from, and you were downloading something that was part of your life destiny to share with others. Now, I read the book, and the central message of Dragonfly for me is that a well-orchestrated group of meditations, a collective mix of spirituality, self-investigation, philosophy, alchemy, and magic. With those tools, you can discover and hone your personal powers to follow your life plan and destiny, creating health, prosperity, adventure, joy, and love, and to live a delightful human and spiritual life journey. So I think all of that can be discovered in the tools that you give people in the book, Dragon Flame. Now, did you manifest the book with your own process? And what is the process that is offered in the book?
I did manifest the book with the actual GPS or Dragon Flame process. And the process which came to me in the lucid dream is the Dragon Flame process of the acronym GPS, which stands for goal plus a purpose plus a consciously chosen sacrifice equals guided change. So there's a philosophy behind that, which means we're able to choose our goal and work 50-50 with destiny. And when we work 50-50 with destiny and choose a goal, we suddenly become aware that there's a motivational factor behind it. Why do we want this goal? If you can pinpoint why you want a particular goal in a succinct fashion, it becomes a very powerful motivational force.
Lauren, I love that you said it's purpose and what you want, or free will, actually, and your destiny. Because some people, when I say we have a plan, get very concerned that if we have to follow only the plan, where is our free will and how can we make choices? So you just very, very succinctly showed how we have both. And that's a very important thing for our listeners to hone in on. We do have a destiny. We do have a life plan. But then when we decide our purpose and how to use our spiritual gifts, we can alter and contribute more to our life plan. So I find that very interesting that you just said that. Now, let's go on to, what is the premise and or philosophy of Dragon Flame?
The philosophy of Dragon Flame is how to transform your life and in so doing find your purpose. And also it creates a byproduct, and the byproduct of finding your purpose in self-transformation creates a ripple effect, and it helps others. So again, it brings us to that statement I made earlier, where if you shift your attention, you shift your emotions. And if you're doing that, you're doing that to the people in your immediate trajectory who are doing so to people in their trajectory, and so on and so on.
Lauren, you also describe that these potent magical forces within us, by using the energies of the totems, which are the lion, the horse, and unicorn, this is a part of dragon flame. It's like a sacred fire, which turns metaphorical lead into gold and ignorance into wisdom. And we can think of the first tool, the unicorn horn, as universal love. And in this way, it corresponds with the heart chakra, which is one of the main psychic centers in which we find purpose. And you also talk about a Virgo and the Egyptian goddess Isis. And I found this a coincidence because as an energy practitioner and Reiki teacher for universal awareness, sharing knowledge of the power of this heart-based or soul-based energy, I'm also born under the sign Virgo. And I find it interesting to relate to you that when I was first becoming aware of coincidences as guidance from Universal Source, and I was attuned to the Reiki healing energy, channels were opened, and I started to download impressions for clients, messages, like you do. And at about that time, I read a book by Marianne Williamson, A Return to Love. And she talked about Isis and Osiris and their son Horus, and I had no knowledge of that story. And a little while later, a couple of days later, I was drawn to a poster at a workshop, and I asked someone what it was, and they said it was Isis and Osiris. It's like I was remembering that story of long ago, and it seems so connected to my growing intuitiveness and finding a way to develop my spiritual gifts so I could serve others. So you mention all of that, and I discovered all of that and the story. Would you tell us something of the meaning of that?
Sure. We're talking about arcane symbols and arcane energies that are not fully understood by contemporary society, because you have to remember the essence and energy of Isis and Osiris are thousands of years old. So what we understand through teachings and studying, but we were not present at that time, at least not in this incarnation, to see and understand how they were worshipped and the energies utilized. But it still exists in our subconscious mind. It exists in that area beyond the third dimension. And you had mentioned something earlier, Cheryl, in the conversation. You said in order for us to understand our full three-dimensionality, we also have to understand that we're more than our physical body. And we are just that. We are more than physical matter. So if we're able to tap into our subconscious mind in a correct manner, which is done in one of the four brain states, the best one is alpha state, then we're able to literally go fishing into our subconscious mind in order to connect with a particular energy. So if we fish in alpha state in our subconscious mind for Isis or Osiris or any of the gods and goddesses from any pantheon, then we're going to find out more about that energy and become initiated into it and be able to utilize it. And it's important for me to point out here, for anyone that is interested in doing this and that does attempt to do it, when you utilize the energy, you want to make sure that you tell yourself that you want to channel and utilize all of the positive energies. Let's not forget to say the word positive.
Thank you very much for saying that. That's Very, very important. And I have learned that from all my teachers along the way, to always tap into the energies that will take us to our highest state of cooperation and being in that soul-based love energy. Now, you mentioned Wicca and Kabbalah as two systems of study that have been helpful to you. Can you tell us something about those two systems?
Wicca is a system or religion that is earth-based, and one of my lessons from Wicca is how to utilize the elements around us, air, water, fire, earth, and of course the fifth element, which we cannot leave out, which is spirit, which is the igniting force. That energy is found as the common denominator within each person, every living thing within the cosmos. So I utilizing that philosophy and studying the natural cycles and biorhythms of our universe and the earth realm, of course, where we wake up every day in what we call third dimension reality, has taught me a great deal. And the Kabbalah can be likened to something called high magic, which is on the level of Wicca, only it utilizes the philosophy found behind the practical Kabbalah. So let me distinguish between Kabbalah and practical Kabbalah for your listeners. Kabbalah is a belief, a philosophy that is Judaic or Hebraic, and it can also be utilized as a practical Kabbalah, which means that it is not Judaic or monotheistic. It falls under many pantheons in the practical Kabbalah. And it allows anyone who is spiritual that believes in Buddha, Isis, any god, any goddess, to follow its understanding and to utilize those to further develop their psychic ability, their spirituality, their magical gifts, and gifts of prophecy as well. It's a very potent force of studying in order to develop your psychic and magical skills.
They both, as do many studies of higher consciousness, relate to energy, understanding the universal energy and the course of our development, humanity, and a physical life as coming from this higher energy. I think there are many similarities in all these systems, and the main purpose of all these systems is to help people or human beings to discover what's within them, this source of connection, the interconnectedness to each other and to all of life, and the power or personal ability that they have to make good choices. Now, a main theme throughout the Dragon Flame philosophy is the use of sacrifice or letting go of something lesser in order to obtain something greater. And you use something known as willpower lists. Can you tell us something? Because most people are curious about magic and the world of the unseen, but yet some are deeply afraid of what they have not been exposed to. So how can we develop these spiritual gifts in a karmically correct fashion?
The one point in my book that is very, very important is where to start. Where do you start in the world of magic? Because it is so ambiguous and so nebulous and so grand that most people are so curious, yet they may have some apprehension. They don't know where to start. So the most important part of my book, other than the magical philosophy, is where to start. How do you learn? So if you want to pick up a book on how to learn about magic and you don't know where to start, my book is the book. And it's also great for an adept, because when you get to a certain point of consciousness and awareness and understanding, again, you need to be quickened. And the book does that as well through the GPS. These are done through the art forms of goal, purpose, and sacrifice. So I like to point out those three abstract ideals as art forms. Sacrifice gives us the ability to choose what we can do to create pressure on our psyche. This is where it can get a little bit confusing, so I'm glad you asked the question, Cheryl.
I think your book very clearly helps people understand the connection between using energy sources and all different methodologies to come to a clear way to use spiritual gifts in order to create and manifest and transform a life into being the best it can be. And it's clear and it's easy, and it takes away the fear that some people may have of magic, because it's such a big word and it has so much history and there are so many different approaches. And you know, when I was first developing as a Reiki practitioner, two words, well, a lot of words kept going through my head: fire, earth, air, and water, the elements, right, and time and space, because I was beginning to delve deeper into my subconscious and remember ideas from long ago that were already there with me, even though I was not working with them in the earlier part of this incarnation or life. So your book explains this very well. Let's go on to what is the metaphorical philosopher's stone that you mention? I think it's important. It brings together a lot of different concepts.
Absolutely. And this is truly the concept that is at the crux of my book, Dragon Flame. The metaphorical philosopher's stone is changing base lead into gold. So all of the dross or all of the negativity or all of that which we do not need within ourselves that can be looked at under the perspective or microscope of negativity, upset, problems, calamities, all of those emotions that can be negative. And here I also want to point out that emotions are important because it's only through emotions and imperfections that we see our humanity.
Yes, that's so well said.
Here we have the formula in my book to get the negativity, get the upset, get the anger, get the base lead, and transmutate it, change it utterly, burn away all of the negativity and refine it into your greatest potential, which is pure gold.
And which gold is enlightenment. Exactly.
Yes.
Which is
yes,
like the
alchem.
Yeah, the alchemists and the magicians, like the shamans, the ancient healers, understood that this was just a way to look at different states of being in our emotional state, in our conscious state of thinking. You know, actually years ago when I would watch one of these movies, I really thought that the alchemists were just trying to change lead into gold physically, and that's all there was to it. But you have just described exactly what it is that we're here to do in this life, to change or to remember our deepest and most loving eternal self and bring it out into the physical world. I want to thank you, Lauren Leo, for sharing your new book, Dragon Flame, and the way you have discovered the means to tap into our reservoir of personal power and connection to universal energy using talismans, manifestation, and visualization. For more information and to purchase Dragon Flame, go to newmoonbooks.org. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Lauren has shared his lifelong pursuit of truth and wisdom in discovering new ways to develop magical and spiritual gifts, finding and creating the metaphorical philosopher's stone, and how to tap into and control personal inner awareness and power for finding and manifesting dreams with compassion, knowledge, and insight. Understanding who we are and the energy of our life force takes us into an eclectic mix of spirituality, philosophy, alchemy, and magic. In conclusion, Lauren wrote, "Creation is our birthright, along with its twin, free will. Creation and free will are constantly moving hand in hand like children traveling along a path full of impulses and inspirations. One desires, one acts. At first they are unaware of the consequences, but then are forced to learn through trial and error, showing them a better way to achieve results. Experience quickly becomes their teacher. In time, the twins learn from mistakes and are able to make more sophisticated choices. Evolving along with nature, gaining acuity of mind, they begin to mature and look beyond the superficial. Concepts such as interconnectedness and cause and effect are taken into consideration as the twins have gained yet another teacher, wisdom. Now able to control their powerful energies, the twins have transformed into adept magicians and at this point in time, superior artistic beings able to enjoy and share the fruits of their creative labor." And so it goes. With the tools of and respect for creation, free will, experience, and wisdom, you too can stroll along this path of transformation. Lauren and I would ask you to observe the many opportunities that filter into your life in the way of coincidences, synchronicity, challenges, and the people you encounter on a daily basis, as they are the means to understanding your divine and physical life force and the way to transforming yourself and the world into the magical and beautiful realm of never-ending possibilities. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and welcome you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear the gifted and knowledgeable leaders in the fields of science, medicine, the healing arts, education, spirituality, and music share a view of their world of wisdom to improve and clarify your own thinking and lead you to well-being. Also go to WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVisionsRadio.com to hear new and archived shows. Thank you very much.